Welcome to the Inspire Careers Spotlight Series, presenting informational, educational, and entertaining interviews and insights about today's leading career management topics. Your host is Kathy Lanzalaco, CEO of Inspire Careers. Kathy is a member of the Forbes Coaches Council and an award-winning resume writer. Inspire Careers provides career marketing support to executives and professionals and is home to the Inspire Careers Student Professional Launch Program, the only new college graduate success program in the country. Follow Kathy on LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter for new career-related content shared daily, and visit inspirecareers.com to learn more about Kathy and her unique career path from registered nurse to HR leader to entrepreneur, business owner, and podcast host. The podcast you're about to listen to can also be found as a video podcast on the Inspire Careers YouTube channel.
Hey friends, welcome to another episode of Inspire Careers Job Seeker Spotlight, the video podcast series where I bring you up and coming talent to help you get to know them, let them shine in the public sector, and see if they might be a great fit for your organization. Today, I'm really excited to bring to you Noah James. Hey, Noah.
Hi, Kathy.
So Noah's going to tell us a little bit about himself, but I want to tell you that this is his graduation week from CU Boulder. Master's degree in computer science. I'm going to let him tell the rest of his story. Hey, Noah, welcome.
Hi, good to be on here. My name is Noah James. I'm, as you said, a student to graduate computer science student for CU Boulder. I'll be getting my professional master's degree and I'm eager to kind of get out into the workforce.
Tell us a little bit about your degree. Tell us, you're really fascinating about what you want to do with this, how you want to apply it. Tell us about this. Tell us a little bit about this capstone project you've been working on. Give us the scoop.
Gotcha. I have been focusing on human-centered computing with this degree, which is kind of a nebulous concept, even to people who are doing it. But in general, it kind of encompasses anything with 3D graphics, inputs and outputs between computers, and ways to like make user interaction better. In my capstone project, that's been kind of exemplified where I've been working with the company Medtronic, and we've been developing a simulator that is supposed to train surgeons to do a operation called transcatheter mitral valve replacement. And we just finished that project last week, and we're kind of just finishing up documentation for it, and it went super well. And so I'm super happy with all of that.
Excellent. Tell us a little bit also about going on for your master's. You don't have to do that. Not everybody does. Why did you do that, Noah?
I kind of like to learn, I guess, is probably where I'm coming from there. It's hard to kind of get out of school once you're in it. And so I decided to kind of go for extra. So I really wanted to learn more about computer graphics specifically. And that's kind of my primary reason for wanting to go get my master's is to kind of fully explore that. And that's what I ended up doing. Took a few courses in that. Got to do some of it in my capstone project. And now that I've learned it, I'm feeling pretty confident in what I want to do in my career.
Tell us a little bit about what you want to do in your career.
Yeah, I'd like to, it'd be nice to leverage every single aspect of my skill set. In the past, I did a lot of machine learning research, and I've also done like full stack development. But I mean, obviously combining it all would be really nice. That's not, really ever going to happen. But I would like to be able to use 3D graphics in some manner due to all my experience in it in school. But I know there's lots of applications where people will use machine learning to aid in that. And I think my skill set is really good for that. So,
excellent. Well, let's take a little step back too, because I want people to understand a lot of the training that you've been through, a lot of the experiences that you have already have. You've had some really cool internships. Why don't you tell us about that?
Yeah, I my first big internship was with the Air Force Research Laboratory, and this was back like right when COVID hit. So unfortunately, it was fully remote. But regardless, it was a summer internship to do research on topics for the Air Force, and I was working simultaneously on doing a summer camp, essentially teaching kids how to program and learn how to do machine learning as well. So that was a pretty hectic summer for me, but the internship was really awesome. Got to meet a lot of cool people, and we did some really cool research work as well, and ended up my project team won the best mixed graduate and undergraduate presentation at the end of that internship, which is really cool. But yeah, so that's kind of my big one.
What else? What else can you tell us about the experience that you've had?
I also had an internship with Credera, where I was kind of focusing on full stack development in that position. That's involved kind of working with a client that was using a Microsoft Dynamics CRM system to manage like staffing for companies around the US. So I spent a lot of time kind of managing the databases and adding code to, you know, deal with new data that we were inputting in new fields. And I got really used to agile software development, which is all the craze is that sort of software development lifecycle. So I've been kind of around the block. I've done the academics, worked with the military, and I've also, you know, worked in industry. So I think I have a wealth of experience that would be useful.
All right. That's why I wanted to talk about it, because when you're talking about coming out into the workforce now, looking for jobs, you have spent a lot of time with your academic preparation, working in real life experience, bringing in that all together, and certainly making sure that you're very comfortable talking about who you are and the value that you can offer to a future employer. So I wanted to make sure that we covered that. Talk to us a little bit, Noah, about as you're job searching, as you're graduating and you're starting, talk a little bit about where you feel like you would be the best fit for companies based on your experience and based on what you know that you really love to want to do.
Yeah. At the moment, I'm just kind of looking for positions that need software engineers to tackle things that may be related to data. So as an example, I mean, all of the machine learning stuff I've done is really, a lot of it is data manipulation, data engineering. And I really like to make use of that. And sometimes that involves 3D graphics. And if it does, that's stuff I'm really interested in. And as a person in a team, I'm very easygoing, easy to work with. And also I really highly value communication and harmony in the team. So I think I'm really good in a collaborative environment. I'm good at helping others. I, you know, did teaching and tutoring in the past, but I'm also kind of like to get mentored myself.
Well, I can testify to that, because Noah and I have been working together, getting his materials ready for his job search. And he is generous with his time, generous leader with the other people in this program that he works with, and is very diligent about doing everything I ask him to do. And, you know, working with me isn't always easy, you know, is it? Sometimes, Noah, huh? Because I ask you to do a lot. But you've risen to the challenge. So I think that's important for employers to know.
Good. Yeah, for sure.
Good. All right. Well, listen, we're coming to the end of our time today. This is just meant really to give people an overview of you. Last thing is, we're signing off here, Noah. Is there anything in particular that you really want people to know about you, maybe that we haven't covered yet? But listen, if they have a position open in their organization, something they should really know about you and why they should contact you first.
Yeah, might be a little bit out of left field, but I'm an avid triathlete, and I think this is kind of a unique thing, because people who do triathlons are a bit crazy. And I think a little bit of crazy is always good. But
yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, doing triathlons has really kind of developed self-discipline in my life, not only from the extensive training, doing like 2 to 4 hours of workouts a day, to also just kind of managing my diet to make sure that I'm getting the most out of every day. It's definitely a sort of holistic hobby, but I've been doing it for so long that I think it's really kind of bled into other aspects of my life, and sort of how I really take a disciplined approach to it.
Yeah, it does. It says a lot about you. And that's why I asked that, because I wanted you to be able to talk about it a little bit. And we have talked about that in terms of the discipline that you show to do that, all aspects of your life, as you mentioned. And it also shows that the way that you complete projects and the way that you prioritize, you're able to do that when you talk about several workouts in a day, in addition to completing your master's degree, doing your capstone project. That's a lot, and you're managing it all well. Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right. All right, so we're going to tie this up here. We're going to drop Noah's information, his LinkedIn profile, his email address so that you can get in touch with him because he's fabulous and you're going to want to talk to him. But in the meantime, if you haven't subscribed to our Inspired Careers Spotlight on Careers channel, please do so now. Subscribe, ring the bell, get more fabulous career-related information and see other great candidates that we have as well. And thank you so much, Noah, for sharing yourself with our audience today.
Yeah, thank you, Kathy.
And until we all meet again, live inspired.